and to any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Joel Skousen, and we're going to be talking, I think, at least in part, about the financial situation that America is facing. Very real crises are coming up. Most people are totally unconcerned there. They see the stock market going up, and they feel great. They play psychological games with our minds. They manipulate the stock market. They have the ability to manipulate the stock market. The working group on financial matters illegally manipulates the stock market. And if you think that the people who are manipulating the stock market don't take advantage of this or let their friends take advantage of this, you're incredibly naive. We live in a world, a make-believe world, where the price of oil is manipulated, where the price of commodities are manipulated, where the price of gold and silver are manipulated, where our reality is manipulated largely by men. We have no idea who they are or what they're doing. But with us to bring us up to date with what's going on and give us a clear view of what's really happening in a world gone mad, Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief. Good morning, Joel.
Good morning, Dr. Stan. It's always good to be with you. You know, we do know somewhat about those that are manipulating. We do know that Goldman Sachs, which has produced two out of the three last Treasury secretaries, is part of this manipulation scheme. There was a good article by John Brown of Euro Pacific Capital, which is related, of course, to Peter Schiff, on bringing some real savvy understanding to why the stock market has had a 36% rally. This spring, he says, of course, the Dow Jones had plunged 53% in 2007, and so it's still 40% below the 2007 peak. But he says that it's more, euphoria and people manipulating the markets than real investment recovery. Of course, people like Merrill Lynch, which the storehouse of he's sarcastically says economic sagacity, they're the people who've been bankrupt, announced that the recession is over. Nouri Roubini, who's a perennial bear about these things, has said the worst is behind us. And I think he's right in terms of the slowing of the collapse, but he's not right about, if you're giving any impression that this thing is recovering. There's a lot more, even though unemployment may be lessening now, jobs are still being lost at a lessening rate, but it still hasn't bottomed out yet. And even when it bottoms out, there's no indication that it will be a quick rebound. It may take years for people to start to hire again, because in reality, the economy needs to get used to the fact that it is not going to be credit-driven. in the future. At least it shouldn't be. I mean, this is very dangerous what they allowed to happen, to have everybody borrowing and spending and borrowing and spending, and eventually it collapsed. And this economy, which is about 30% lower than a normal economy, is the real economy. And businesses and people need to get used to that and adjust to that. And then we'll have a stable long-term recovery. But that stable long-term recovery doesn't look like it's in the cards because of all this potential inflation that the Fed created in bailing this thing out, which will come home to roost. And plus the instability that's been caused by continued U.S. indebtedness and spending.
And I think the important thing for our listeners to understand is you cannot have a recovery until you have not slowing the rate of unemployment, increased unemployment. You've got to get new jobs, and you can't get new jobs until you begin opening factories and having production. And you can't open factories and have production until credit is readily available, and the large banks are refusing to make credit readily available. Or if they do, I mean, at exorbitant interest rates. City Financial recently paid 13% on $3 billion they had to borrow to keep from going into bankruptcy. Delta was paying 17% on interest just to try to keep their planes flying. You can't operate with interest rates that high. And basically, they've shut off the availability of credit. Until credit is available, we will not have production. Until production is available, we'll not have jobs. And everything they say to the contrary is simply not true.
Well, that's all true. You know, a lot of people don't realize that the stock market up volume was very small. This indicates, one, that it's only a few players that are manipulating the market. It also indicates that the surprisingly good earnings report led the shorts to cover in near panic. In other words, a lot of people have been shorting the market. When you have to cover for those shorts, when it looks like the market's going up, they actually have to come in and buy in the market. And that's when these insider traders who have access to the computers at the Wall Street Exchange, they know how much volume of shorts they know who's trading, and they can actually manipulate against people by looking at the volume of shorts that are on the market and knowing that they're going to have to cover for those shorts if the market is going up. They can piggyback onto that and catch that wave, of course, and make money both directions. I mean, when the market's going down, they can add to the shorts and make money going down. And that's why, you know, J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs have made tremendous gains because of their insider position. Second, John Brown says we cannot forget the fact that banks have received the TARP funds, including Goldman and J.P. Morgan, have been able to invest these surplus tens of billions of dollars in the markets, allowing them to capitalize on the great run-up in the last few months, which they caused, I believe, being part of the plunge protection team. And masquerading a bank, of course, Goldman Sachs, which is really a giant hedge fund, was relieved of its potential massive losses at AIG, and masquerading it as a bank, it has privileged access to federal funds at near zero rate. That allows them to, in essence, draw on the Fed directly in order to manipulate the market. Now, he naively claims that no one should take these earnings as anything other than a one-time windfall from a rigged system. But he's wrong. He fails to understand that Goldman and others will always have access to a host of insider strategies that will continue to boost their profits. Now, some of these major banks, such as Citibank and Bank of America, are falling behind government demands of recovery, so they're not all doing equally well.
We'll be back here in just a moment with Joel Skousen right here at the American Freedom Network.
This is George Flynn of SelfDefenseGuns.com. Our concealed carry classes meet the training requirements to obtain a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit, as well as non-resident Utah and Florida. We feel very strongly that ladies should exercise their right to carry and protect themselves and their loved ones. That's why our Annie Oakley special allows any student to bring a lady to our classes for free. Visit SelfDefenseGuns.com or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
You've heard of it. The hair of the dog that bit you. A solution for your morning woes when you've had too much to drink. Each 12-ounce can of hair of the dog provides you with a natural, smooth energy boost and is a good liver detoxifier, even if you don't drink alcohol. To order hair of the dog or the 7 other awesome liquid nutrition products, go to www.liquidnutrition.4tgl.com or call 720-494-4663.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Yeah, Dr. Stan here, and go right ahead, Joel.
Well, you know, a lot of this that we talked about, who gets to get inside the what we call the exclusive benefit clubs, Cy Harding of StreetSmartReport.com talked about the benefits of being on the insiders. Half a dozen banks, he says, have become so big that they cannot fail. They received billions in TARP money, were hand-fed lucrative deals to take over the choicest of the less fortunate competitors that were allowed to go out of business. They were allowed to exchange some of the toxic waste assets on their books for the for federal treasury bonds, and were thus able to hire the best of the newly unemployed bankers and lenders. But, of course, they haven't been forced to return to lending as a primary business. They've been able to trade on their own accounts, which is what they're doing on the New York Stock Exchange. And what about the other 8,000 FDIC-insured commercial banks? They aren't as lucky, of course. They're failing at the rate of 2 per week. And the FDIC is not doing, or the Fed, not doing anything to save these banks. In fact, they are just spreading them around to be bought up with what good assets they do have to be bought up by these other banks. So this is a really insider system here. And as you said, CIT, the looming bankruptcy of this huge group, is the primary lender to 300,000 retailers and 1,900 manufacturers. Having to go and take out credit with a new line of lenders at excessive interest rates, and it's yet to be seen if they're going to survive. So this is a real problem all the way around. I don't think we're out of the woods yet, Dr. Stan, and I think this is going to be a long, slow recovery.
Well,
when
it is
a recovery, it's going to be inflationary, and it's going to hurt us both ways.
Well, I think that certainly the commercial bubble is going to go down. I mean, all the commercial loans that they have, they've still got an awful lot of prime loans and Alt-A loans that are going to fall. So we've got a long way to go, and they're playing games with our mind by manipulating the stock market and telling us that the good days are coming back pretty soon, and I don't think they are.
Well, let's move on to the political scene here, and I consider Sonia Sotomayor's Supreme Court nomination a political case. You know, it's very obvious that even the Republicans are joining with the Democrats to not bring up the most devastating evidence against Sotomayor, which was brought up by D.V. Kidd in her report on Richard Cordero's charges that Sotomayor presided over a bankruptcy case which was clearly a corruption of the bankruptcy laws. And this should be a big thing in this hearing, and yet we've heard nothing about it to the from the minority, from the Republicans, who should be trying to find a way to stop this case or this nominee from going through. This was the case, of course, called the Delano case. Judge Sotomayor was presiding. Her colleagues on the panel of the court, Second Appeals, Second Circuit, issued a summary order to protect not the rule of law, but rather their appointee to a bankruptcy judgeship, John C. Ninfo. Well, he had covered up the concealment of at least $673,000. By the most unlikely bankrupts, a 39-year veteran banker who at the time was filing for bankruptcy was still employed at a major bank, MT Bank, and was the bankruptcy officer. Filed for bankruptcy and concealed $670,000 of income. And Ninfo was a partner at the time in that bank when he took the bench and helped cover up for his fellow bank person in a bankruptcy thing. Now, you know, this is a different kind of bankruptcy corruption than Rodney Stitch developed in his book, or encountered in his book, Defrauding America, where he found on the West Coast an entire system of forcing companies into from Chapter 11 reorganization into Chapter 7 liquidation. And these were all asset-rich companies that didn't want to go into Chapter 7. And yet the bankruptcy courts forced them into, then they sold off the assets or turned over the bank, the company for liquidation to a group of unscrupulous lawyers, and they all divvied up the profits. I mean, this is the kind of systematic corruption that exists in the bankruptcy thing, and apparently there's an East Coast a version of this, and Sotomayor was presiding over one of these very same things. So this should be extremely important to this confirmation hearing. D.V. Kidd said she called several offices, Republican Senator Sessions, Coburn, and Franken, he's a Democrat, to confirm that these documents from Dr. Cordero had been received. They had, and yet not a single question was asked of the nominee about any of the evidence that Dr. Cordero provided. All of them, you know, remained absolutely silent. I think the fix is in, and she'll be nominated for political correctness. And she's a controlled entity. I mean, anyone who's a member of the Granada Club, which is a, you know, a wannabe insider club like Bohemian Grove, which is the essence of conspiracy within this country, and she's part of the women's version of that. And this is the kind of person they want as a Supreme Court justice.
Well, it's a sad commentary on our situation in America. It's a sad commentary on the Republican senators in the United States Senate.
Well, in other news that has heartened conservatives on the state sovereignty fight, some 20-plus states have passed resolutions affirming their 10th Amendment rights in the Constitution. We note that Utah is not among them, and that's because they already passed a resolution. We're one of the first to do so. But interestingly enough, Utah has never done anything to demand that their resolution be enforced. You know, a resolution is just that. It's a state of the opinion of the legislature, but it doesn't bind anyone. And the bootlicking conservative governors of Utah have never demanded that the federal government you know, not give unfunded mandates to the state and not exercise this resolution. And I fear that no other state government will do so either. This is kind of a bone that's thrown to conservatives to make them feel good. Now, an example is the states of Montana and Tennessee each passing their own Firearms Freedom Act, which provides that any firearm or ammunition that is manufactured, sold, or kept within the state is not subject to federal law or federal regulation. Well, as Pastor Chuck Baldwin, one of my favorite commentators, pointed out this week, The feds have no intention of recognizing state supremacy. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Assistant Director Carson Carroll sent an open letter to all firearms dealers within the two states, telling them in no uncertain terms that federal law supersedes Tennessee and Montana law, and all provisions of the Gun Control Act and National Firearms Act will be applied with vigor in your states. This is a battle that's continuing, and it doesn't do much good to make these resolutions, however good they may feel, if we don't have politicians that will abide by the Constitution and abide by the law.
I agree. I think that sometimes they try to make us think that things are not as bad as they really are. And so, as you use the analogy, throw the conservatives a bone and everybody's going to feel good and they're all going to smile and say, maybe we're winning, but we're really not. Until we can get the American people to understand we're moving towards a fascist society, and the people in Washington, D.C. have abrogated their obligation to the Constitution, they've sworn to uphold it, and they are working actively to undermine it. These people should be in prison for violating the laws of our land.
Well, in other news, there was the death of a major conspirator, a globalist, Walter Cronkite. He's been heralded as, of course, the most trusted man in America, but this was all a major propaganda piece by the media itself to promote one of their own, who was very, very instrumental in misleading people through much of his reporting, and especially afterwards. He became a spokesman for the establishment because of the trust he had established in being a debunker of a very credible conspiracy theories surrounding the JFK assassination. We find out now that The Nation magazine, or at least Blair Clark, who used to serve as the editor of The Nation from 1976 through 1978, was the one who persuaded CBS News President Richard Salent to make Walter Cronkite an anchor on CBS Evening News. Now, a lot of people might suspect, because The Nation was a Marxist communist newspaper at the time, and so was, or thus Blair Clark would, of course, been in that same camp, that Walter Cronkite must also have been in the communist camp. I don't believe so. I think the people like Blair Clark and Walter Cronkite were actually globalists who associated with the communists and used the radical left to facilitate the demise of Western democracies around the world, to promote that type of thing in order for globalism to come in and save the world. It's been a long-term strategy of theirs, including who I believe Alger Hiss, who was a member of the Communist Party, but in fact was too sophisticated to really be a communist. It appears that he was a double agent, working for the globalists, making the communists think he was one of them, and facilitating their entry into government and protecting communist positions so that they wouldn't get routed out by more patriotic bureaucrats within government. But, you know, after leaving his position at CBS, Joe Farah at WorldNetDaily.com says Cronkite's political activism and offbeat ideas had no restraints. In 1999, he appeared at the World Federalist Association to receive the Norman Cousins Global Governance Award. Now, the World Federalist, as you know, is a real globalist cheerleader. Most of your important politicians have spoken to the World Federalists. Condoleezza Rice used to be a part of that. Hillary Rodham Clinton was there. He spoke about strengthening the United Nations to give it more military power, to have it be able to exercise power to enforce international laws. He said to do this, Americans, of course, will have to give up our sovereignty. It takes a lot of courage to do this, he says. And then he spoke derisively of Pat Robertson's statement in a book a few years ago, that if we have world government, it will only be when the Messiah arrives. He says any other attempt to achieve world order before that time must be the work of the devil. Well, Cronkite said this dramatic thing, well, join me, I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan. Now, you know, you and I have always believed, and as you pointed out yesterday, there is a YouTube video with him actually saying that statement, isn't there?
Yes, there is.
And, well, of course, you know, we have felt for a long time, you and I, that this Brotherhood of Darkness is in fact a satanic conspiracy. You know, what person in their right mind would sit there and, you know, and be glad to be sitting at the right hand of Satan unless he was and did have an evil agenda?
I think that what we need to point out is the fact that the United World Federalists is a subversive organization. All of these are subversive organizations because they want to subvert our sovereignty. Most of these people, many of them, certainly work for government, sworn to uphold the Constitution, and they are intent upon destroying it just as much as any member of the Communist Party. But nobody ever wants to call them subversive, but that's exactly what they are. And including their leader, David Rockefeller, who's written about how he has worked to bring about this new international order. Certainly one of the most powerful men in the world today, working against the best interests and the sovereignty of our nation.
Well, it's very, very sad, and of course, you know, we talk about how horrible the communists were in creating the gulag system in prisons and putting people in prison for their political beliefs, and yet we strongly believe that the United States is also, and we know for a fact that they have built and are keeping excess prison capacity, prison camps that they claim are for illegal aliens, but they refuse to fill them or arrest enough illegal aliens to make those of any use, and we have, I think, a rightful suspicion that the government is, in fact, planning those camps for dissidents within our country.
Well, we'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen here at the American Freedom Network.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door-to-Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Larry Pratt. And, of course, we're talking about what's happening. Our guest this morning is Joel Skousen. And I was just reading Larry Pratt's newsletter. Under any circumstances, Joel, before we go on, would you like to tell our listeners how they can subscribe to the World Affairs Brief? And I certainly recommend it very strongly.
Well, as many of your listeners, regular listeners, know, my World Affairs Brief newsletter is showcased on my website, worldaffairsbrief.com, and people can get a free sample copy by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. There's a modest subscription price. It's only $24 for the rest of the year. But there's lots of other free things on the website, including a rundown of all the best stories of the news that are posted by my volunteer research staff. They go through and cull out the best of the conventional stories so that you don't have to weed through that yourself. And I know your staff takes advantage of that, Dr. Stan.
We certainly do.
Also, lots of free things in terms of archival material. I specialize in uncovering, exposing a lot of the government cover-ups of the truth, everything from the JFK assassination to Oklahoma City bombing to the 9/11 fiasco. And also, I've written several books on preparedness, just because I believe that even as we fight for our liberty, we need to prepare for the eventuality that we may not win. We may have to suffer through war and devastation and other things that the powers that be may bring upon us, and it's important to know how to prepare. I've written my major work as a high-security architect was The Secure Home, 700 pages about how to design high-security residences and retreats and make them fully self-sufficient, and how to do it from a do-it-yourself standpoint. I also wrote the book Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places, to help people develop contingency plans to get out of the danger zones, the high-density population areas, which will become a real problem under a multitude of various crises in the future. So that's all on worldaffairsbrief.com, my website.
Well, I certainly recommend World Affairs Brief. I go there every morning myself, and I always look forward to the Friday publication, so we'll look forward to getting the publication today. Well, what are we going to go to next?
Well, there is a coming food shortage coming. I think it's going to be chronic, and it's going to be a long term. There is a stem rust disease that's infecting wheat crops in Africa and other places that's already skipped across the oceans and starting to hit other areas of the world. There are coming food shortages and dramatic price increases that can be laid at the feet of bad government policy, reacting to the radical environmentalist agenda. Hundreds of thousands of acres, for example, in California, where you live, Southern California particularly, and Oregon, Southern Oregon, lay barren because environmentalists have demanded that you restrict irrigation water to favor fish stocks instead of people. Dams on rivers are being removed that provide electrical power and irrigation water. They're being destroyed as we speak. The man-made global warming scare, clearly I think the second greatest hoax of the century, is forcing electric utilities to cancel all new coal-fired generation facilities in favor of more expensive solar and wind projects. This is at three times the cost per kilowatt of coal and gas-fired power plants. And naturally, they don't allow any more nuclear plants as well. All of this means much higher energy prices to not only consumers of electricity, but for agriculture that spends a lot of money pumping water for irrigation. Now, the coming shortages, while not imminent, I believe are inevitable, and the cost increases are already beginning to show. I'm covering this issue before the full crisis hits so that people can increase their storage supplies before prices rise dramatically. I think one of the most important practical matters that people can do is to spend $1,000 and get a ton of several tons of wheat and beans. These are cheap commodities. You can get lots of tons of things. Of course, that means you need to have some cool place to store them.
I think it's amazing. They've already torn down over 450 dams in America. Why? Why? Because they produce cheap electricity, because they prevent floods, because, of course, they allow proper irrigation, stores of water to use for irrigation, and they're tearing them down to create a crisis. We could build, and America is helping to build, nuclear plants in China. It's helping to build, or going to help build, nuclear plants in India. But we can't build nuclear plants in the United States. They've been effectively blocked by the environmental movement, which was actually originally financed by the great oil companies. Why? Because, of course, they wanted to use fossil fuels and other things, and now, of course, they have this whole scam of we're gonna actually have wind power and solar power. It'll cost three times as much. It will drive up the electricity bills, and in effect will destroy what remains of our manufacturing industry, because they all need power, and they're just going to have to go to countries where electricity will be much more expensive, much less expensive, and as a result we'll lose the remainder of our manufacturing. This is all part of an attack on the manufacturing base of America and the living standards of the American people, and nobody's telling the American public what really lies ahead.
Well, this long-term threat to the wheat crop is of great concern. Wheat is the staff of life, and there's a time bomb out there that threatens to devastate the world's crop. It's called UG99 fungus. It's a stem rust. It's on the move and spreading fast, and the only solution is to breed a new type of wheat resistant to these types of diseases, but that typically takes around 10 years. And you have to do that for every type of strain of wheat that's necessary for the various wheats that are developed for, acclimatized places around the world. Crop scientists fear that this fungus could wipe out more than 80% of the worldwide wheat crops as it spreads from eastern Africa. It's already jumped the Red Sea and traveled as far as Iran. And experts see it poised to enter the breadbasket of northern India and Pakistan, Russia, China, and even North America if it doesn't hitch a ride on people first. It's a real time bomb, they say. Most people in America have never heard of it, but this is something that is a very, very dangerous thing, especially from the fact that it could be here within a year or so, and it takes 10 years to get a fix for this stuff. So these are very, very problematic, and I think that we're going to have, some dangerous times ahead in this regard. Now, I'd also like to talk a little bit about the health reform movement. Fortunately for us, there's a lot of infighting among the Democrats, and it's not going to be passed before the August recess. It's inevitable we get something, but hopefully some of the worst portions will be taken out of it. One of the most important things to realize about this health reform legislation is that it has got a couple of stealth provisions in it, and I'll explain it this way. It's kind of a foot-in-the-door approach, Dr. Stan. You start out, for example, saying we're not out to change the system, we're not out to take away any of the private health initiatives that are out there. We just want to have a small government program that will allow people to have a cheap government alternative.
We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
This is George Flynn of SelfDefenseGuns.com. Our concealed carry classes meet the training requirements to obtain a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit, as well as non-resident Utah and Florida. We feel very strongly that ladies should exercise their right to carry and protect themselves and their loved ones. That's why our Annie Oakley special allows any student to bring a lady to our classes for free. Visit SelfDefenseGuns.com or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, our guest, Joel Skousen. Joel, go right ahead for the last segment of our program.
Well, we're talking about the health reform system that Barack Obama is proposing, and there's several foot-in-the-door approaches that he's using. One is that we will have a multiplicity of providers. We want to have universal coverage, he says, and whether or not that's going to end up with a mandatory thing or with incentives is not really clear yet. That's one of the things they're arguing about. But one of the prime dangers is that you're going to have a government subsidized system for the poor or for the uninsured, which will bring 97 of Americans apparently into a health care system. But as with fiat money, bad money drives out good, and so people tend to want to take the government system over the private system because it will be cheaper, and eventually, as more people move into that system, the cost will rise dramatically. Talking about cutting costs in the healthcare system or bringing down cost, but people have to understand that the primary reason why costs rise is lack of resistance, because it appears to be free. This is only going to be exacerbated by the appearance of a free government-run healthcare system. Even insurance itself is devastating, because without a significant copay, people think, well, it's free, especially when the insurance is provided by the employer. And when it's provided by the government, it's going to be doubly considered free. Now, there's also the foot-in-the-door approach about the single-payer approach. And this was exposed by an interview with Amy Goodman, who's a fan of, comes from the left, Democracy Now. She does a lot of good things about exposing problems and civil liberty problems within the government. But she interviewed Representative Dennis Kucinich, a proponent of the single-payer system. And you can read a lot between the lines in this interview. Single-payer system means that a government will pay for everything, ultimately, and we don't have that system now. And it's a rather devious thing that they have planned to get us into that system. They're going to use states' rights to do it. The way they're going to do it is Kucinich has passed an amendment to the bill that essentially will permit the states to be able to offer their own single-payer system. He says this will give many people a reason to support it, because states will have the opportunity and the option to create their own plan, as many states are trying to do now. I mean, look at Massachusetts, Dr. Stan. They got a single-payer system in Massachusetts, and it's a disaster. Why would we want to imitate that? California passed a single-payer system. Fortunately, Schwarzenegger vetoed the plan, but it's also up for grabs in New Mexico, Ohio, Pennsylvania. They all have these socialist single-payer state plans. And in fact, Goodman interjected. Well, she says, that's interesting. Canadian single-payer system didn't begin nationally, but also began with one of their provinces, Saskatchewan. And Kucinich says, if people were offered a clear choice of a single-payer plan and told that the advantages are having the government paying the bills, eliminating the overhead, enabling all Americans to have not just basic coverage with doctor choice, but vision care, dental care, mental health, prescription drugs, long-term care, all covered. If people knew what the choice they could have, there wouldn't even be much of a debate at all. Well, that's because Kucinich is only providing half the story, the same way it was sold to Canadians, who now are so overwhelmed with demand. I mean, when you make everything free, Stan, you know, the demand for cheap care has mushroomed, and that's why they're streaming to America, because everything is rationed, including surgery. You just can't get it because everybody's demanding it, and nobody has any self-responsibility to take care of their own health because, hey, if something happens, the government pays for it.
Well, that is the greatest system in the world until you get sick, and then you want to get a CT scan to find out if you got a brain tumor, and it's going to take you 6 months to a year to get it. I mean, you can pay for a CT scan for your cat or dog, but you can't even pay for your own medical care in Canada. These are great systems as long as you're healthy. It's only when you get sick that you're in trouble.
That's a great system if you don't need it. Once you need to use it, it's not so great. Yes. Well, you know, he admits, Kucinich, let me see if I can find his quote here. Yes, he says, he's talking about the state, putting in an amendment to let the state start the single player work. He says, if people see how it can work at the state level, I think it will become more acceptable to them on the national level. So this really is an admission of a foot-in-the-door approach that he's saying.
But I think the one thing is, none of the senators would accept this for themselves. None of the congressmen would accept it for themselves. They want it for the people, but they're not going to give up their insurance policy. It gives them unlimited coverage, but you're not going to have that for the common people. I think what we should demand is, first of all, they use this for 10 years, with the members of the United States Congress, and that they get the same pension benefits that the common people do.
Well,
of course, they
just
wouldn't accept that. We have the ruling
retirement systems.
Right.
They're exempt from Social Security, and they have these massive retirement systems. I mean, they get full retirement even for serving a few years in Congress.
Right.
The president, of course, gets a retirement system for life for serving 4 years. These are massive benefits. One of Kucinich's biggest deceptions is his attack on the fact that the current healthcare system is profit-based. He claims this creates a high overhead of profit that the government system wouldn't have. But as John Stossel pointed out in ABC's briefing on Medicare's lack of overhead, the savings are illusory. Medicare's easy and free access increases demand, lessens personal responsibility for health, and eventually overwhelms the system with problems that could easily be prevented at home if people had the cost incentive to stay out of the system. It's very important to realize that medical care needs cost associated with it. I mean, at least high copays so that people don't go running to the doctors for every little sniffle. They do, as we do in our house, they know how to fix those things with natural means, and so they don't need to recur to doctors, which often give drugs for colds, which doesn't help. You know, it just has to run it through its system. Vitamin C helps, but they won't prescribe that. Stossel also noted that the massive amount of Medicare fraud was directly due to low overhead, that is, low oversight and low payments to hospitals, which encourage overbilling.
Hey, we're out of time. Thanks very much, Joe. We'll talk to you again next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
This is George Flynn of SelfDefenseGuns.com. Our concealed carry classes meet the training requirements to obtain a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit, as well as non-resident Utah and Florida. We feel very strongly that ladies should exercise their right to carry and protect themselves and their loved ones. That's why our Annie Oakley special allows any student to bring a lady to our classes for free. Visit SelfDefenseGuns.com or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, people who like Dennis Kucinich, I'll talk about Medicare. How does Medicare work? Medicare is the greatest insurance in the world for the individual. The trouble is it's terrible for the doctor because they kept cutting doctor's fees and cutting doctor's fees and cutting doctor's fees. And I will tell you that the doctors are making today about a third of what I made when I practiced under the Medicare system. Now, of course, what they're doing now, of course, is they're beginning to cut back on the payments. And you go to the doctor, he does a surgical procedure on you, they just say, we're not going to pay the doctor. And the doctors, you know, are really getting into real problems, and more of them are saying, we're not going to take Medicare patients. How does this system work? Well, of course, about certainly almost 7%, 6 or 7% of your income paid by the general public goes into the Medicare coffers, and that's used by the government. But right now, Medicare is costing more than they're actually taking in. So they're losing money. Where are they going to get the money, you know, to so they can continue operating Medicare? They do not get enough money today, of course, to actually cover the what they pay out. Is like a Ponzi scheme. The difficulty is, of course, that they have a they basically have a Medicare trust fund. The only trouble is that there's no money there. They're IOUs from the government. Well, why doesn't the government pay off the IOUs? It can't even pay its debts. It's having to borrow billions of dollars every day to pay its other debts. That's why there's an urgency about doing something as far as health care is concerned. They don't want to tell the American people that Medicare now is going behind financially every single day. So what they want to do is expand this program to the entire population, and in the end, it's going to be rationing and limiting health care, and that is what they're not telling you. They really are going to ration health care and kill off the elderly. They've done this in other countries. You go to England today, and of course you will not get elective procedures done. They simply put you on the list, and they never get to you. That's why more and more people in Great Britain are opting for private health care. That's why people from Canada come to the United States. What you're seeing is organized madness. Why adopt a system that's not going to work? Because there are evil and wicked people who want to control health care and kill off large parts of the population. If you do not believe that there is an organized effort at population control in America and throughout the world today, you need to get my talk, Planned Population Reduction. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. We have two other talks. One is called Population Control. Another is called None Dare Call It Genocide. But you need to get that information. You need to read my Population Control Agenda monograph. It's available on our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. That's the Population Control Agenda monograph. But if all you have to do, if you want, why, if you buy any of our products, just ask for a free copy. We'll send it to you, the Population Control Agenda monograph. Must reading to understand the satanic agenda behind everything that's going on today. They are creating new diseases. There are almost 2 million Americans with chronic Lyme disease, and they can't get treatment because all across this country, medical boards are going after doctors who treat patients with chronic Lyme disease or with chronic fatigue syndrome or with fibromyalgia. You may not think it's a problem, but it's spreading across the country. You need to get our four tapes.